This is the Mistress Carrie Situation Report for November 24th, 2022. Happy Thanksgiving. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. Make sure you check out the huge Black Friday sale in the shop at MistressCarrie.com. It kicks off on Black Friday and goes through Cyber Monday. Get great deals on t-shirts and tank tops, pint glasses and shot glasses, and so much more. Pantera have announced they're set to headline the opening night of Finland's three-day rock fest in 2023. They're set to take the stage on June 8th, along with Rancid, Testament, Sick of It All, and Monster Magnet. Other performers on the weekend-long festival include Def Leppard and Motley Crue. Yesterday, Pantera, featuring original members Phil Anselmo and Rex Brown, with Zakk Wylde and Charlie Benante, announced the addition of 9 European dates for 2023. So far, 22 shows have been announced as the four-piece pays homage to the late Abbott Brothers, who founded the classic metal band back in the 80s. The group's first set of shows in 20 years begins on December 2nd as co-headliners on the opening night of Mexico's Hell in Heaven Metal Fest. Glenn Hughes is celebrating the 25th anniversary of him getting sober. The 71-year-old former Deep Purple and current The Dead Daisies bass player and vocalist shared an image that he has been sober for 25 years, 300 months, 9,132 days, or 219,150 hours. Writing online, "Good morning, everyone. So full of gratitude for these last 25 years of clean and sober living. I give thanks each and every morning for another day on planet Earth, sending love to my sober brothers and sisters, and more importantly to those that are still suffering. Hashtag love is the answer." Buckcherry vocalist Josh Todd did an interview recently talking about the follow-up to last year's album, Hellbound, saying they've once again worked with producer and songwriter Marty Fredrickson, who has also worked with the likes of Aerosmith, Def Leppard, Johnny Lang, and Sheryl Crow. Josh Todd saying it's just a new body of work. It's where we're at today. The songs are really well written, and I think people are going to really, really love it. There's no overall theme. You'll enjoy it. He continued to say the formula for us is to have no fillers. Having a great record from beginning to end, that's what we want. We want to be able to have the unforgettable songs and melodies, and if they don't sound great, we just don't put them on the record. He also added there is no title for the upcoming album, and said it'll be released at some point next year, probably the beginning of the summer. Avenged Sevenfold have now stepped up to raise money for the families and the victims of the Club Q shooting, and they're doing it with their Death Bats Club. The band is taking donations through an Ethereum address, as well as promoting Colorado Gives, independent of the band, with the top donor winning a, quote, yearly gift box featuring rare memorabilia, autographed collectibles, staged used items, and relics from the vault curated by Zachy Vengeance himself, and that goes to the largest donor. On the heels of Motley Crue's highly successful stadium tour with Def Leppard over the summer, BMG has announced the release of a limited edition box set called Crucial Crew, the studio albums 1981 to 1989, featuring the band's first 5 platinum-selling landmark albums pressed on colored vinyl. The box sets will be available starting February 17th. It's been about 6 weeks since Wembley Stadium hosted the London iteration of the Taylor Hawkins tribute concert. And drumming phenom Nandi Bushell has taken to Twitter to give a heartfelt shout-out to another young musical prodigy, Taylor Hawkins' 16-year-old son, Shane. She uploaded a minute-long video comprised of clips of the duo rocking out together before the tribute concert, saying, quote, "Jamming with Shane backstage at Wembley is one of my favorite ever moments. Shane is one of the nicest, friendliest, talented people that I have ever met. He is so much fun to be around and has so much energy." Iggy Azalea has revealed that she has sold her master recordings and her publishing catalog in a huge deal. Billboard cited a, quote, source close to the deal who claimed Azalea's agreement with Domain Capital Group included all of the rapper's shares in her current catalog. It was also reported that there is a trigger for future earnings on masters that was part of the deal. The article said the sale was 8 figures, though an exact sum has not been disclosed. And that's your sit rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss anything. New full-length episodes of the Mistress Carrie podcast come out every Wednesday. Episode 129, featuring Sam Carter from Architects, is available now.